Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 24, What If I Have Been Baptized Unscripturally? You're to be commended for your interest in doing the will of God. Probably your study of the Bible has led you to realize that one of God's requirements is that you be baptized. As a God-fearing person, you want, I know, to be certain that your baptism is pleasing to God. Likely you've already noted the divergent views people hold regarding baptism. How are you to know what's right, since the Bible is the means by which God and His Son Jesus have spoken to us? We must find clear directives in the Bible itself. If you're to know whether your baptism is Christ-approved, you must measure it by what the Bible says about these three questions. First, what is baptism? Second, who should be baptized? Third, why should one be baptized? Fortunately, the Bible speaks to each of these questions in simple and uncomplicated language which we can understand without difficulty. For example, who should be baptized? Jesus answered that question when He said to His disciples, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." This statement is found in the 16th chapter of Mark, verses 15 and 16. You will note that Jesus made believing a condition of baptism. Prior to scriptural baptism, one must be old enough to be taught the gospel and convinced enough to believe it. Obviously, this rules out baby baptism, since infants cannot meet the believing conditions of baptism imposed by Jesus. Take the question now of, what is baptism? Again, the Bible is clear. Paul, one of Christ's authorized spokesmen, wrote a letter to the church in ancient Rome, the sixth book of the New Testament, commonly called Romans. In it he said, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." See the sixth chapter of Romans, verse 4. Please observe that the Bible baptism involves a burial and a resurrection. Hence we conclude that baptism is an immersion. This view is in complete accord with the practice of the first preachers in the church. When Philip baptized an Ethiopian, they both went down into the water. Philip baptized the man, and then they both came up out of the water, clearly a case of immersion. You will want to study this case of New Testament baptism, which is described in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. Now look at question 3. Why should one be baptized? It is good to acknowledge the simple answer given by Peter, a messenger of Jesus, when heart-stricken sinners cried, "What shall we do?" He answered, "Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." These impressive words are found in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38. To obtain the remission or forgiveness of sins, one must repent and be baptized. If a sinner does not repent, he won't be saved. If a sinner is not baptized, he won't be saved. You are now in position to examine your own baptism. By comparing your baptism with what the Lord requires in the Bible, you can determine if you were scripturally baptized. Actually, you should ask yourself these three questions. First, was I immersed? Second, was I a believer in Christ who had repented of my sins prior to my baptism? Third, was I baptized in order to have my sins forgiven? If the answer to either of these questions is no, then your baptism falls short of what the Bible requires. If that is the case, it is a matter of great urgency that you take corrective steps. We're eager to assist you in complying with the Lord's will concerning baptism. Thank you for your call.